After the Kickapoo River rushed through the village not once but twice, Gay's Mills lost a mix of 40 homes and businesses. Maura Otis is co-chair of the village's long-range planning committee. She says they hope to see some folks return now that the village has recently purchased land on its north side.
We are hoping to at least regain the population that we had before the 2007 flood. If not, you know, encourage new people to come here because it's a beautiful place to live.
Village officials will soon meet with the nonprofit agency Cooley Cap out of Westby. Todd Mandel is its housing director. He says they'll go over the development details.
That we'll be constructing along with a group of private investors. So it's some estate housing funds and then private capital to build 10 units of low-income rental housing. In North Mills, there'll be two buildings of 5 townhomes each.
Mandel says it will cost a little more than $1 million. He says about 15 to 20 homeowners have shown interest in moving to the new development, although it will take time. The village's Maura Otis says they hope to see everything built by 2012. Otis says it may seem like a long way off, but they've already made it this far.
There's so much work that goes on in the background with all the wordsmithing and all the grant writing and all the documents getting straight, and to actually put a shovel in the dirt and see something happening out there will make it all feel real.
A groundbreaking for the North Mills development site will be held on October 9th. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.